Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio podcast. I'm your host, The Rough Rider. Today, we're doing our 417th podcast to date, entitled The Democrats' $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill will bury the GOP. Let's get started. I'm winging this. I'm making this up ad lib. I'm not reading from prepared notes or text. I think just like Social Security in 1935 and with Medicare in 1965, programmed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 bill that the Democrats rammed through Congress and the Senate on Saturday, by a one-vote margin, 50 to 49. It's going to leave, like Social Security and Medicare, it's going to leave the Republican Party basically a perennial second-tier party, a minority party. They'll never be the dominant party, never. And this one will seal the deal. The Republicans are a day late, a dollar short. They don't give a diddly damn. They're the party of money, wealth. Anything to the contrary is bullshit. They're not the party of the white working class. They will use the grievances of the white working class. They're feigned or ill-advised grievances. They're always, you know, the poorly educated, as Donald Trump would say, they're always looking at the wrong target to blame. Always. And the GOP is only too willing to capitalize on that. And, sure, cater to something like that. So the $1.9 trillion is COVID bill passed. Will be signed into law this coming week by President Biden. It is a game changer. I think Biden hasn't even been in office, 50 days? This is, as far as I know, this is the largest piece of legislation ever passed in U.S. history, even larger than the stupid tax cut in December of 2017. And that didn't help anybody except for the top 1%. This is going to give $1,400 direct payment to anybody over the age of 18 who has filed a recent N-40 IRS income tax form. It's going to get $300 in federal unemployment insurance per week up until September the 6th of this year. And it's going to do an awful lot of other things for teachers, firemen, policemen, local, state governments, infrastructure even, small businesses loans. So, you know, it's a win-win-win all the way around. The Republicans didn't even have one vote that supported this. They are left on the outside looking in, as they will remain so for a very long time to come. So, fuck you, Republicans, like Social Security in 35. Like Medicare in 1965, in 2021, it's the trifecta, COVID-19, $1.9 trillion CARES package, CARES relief legislation. So, you know, you just dug your hole a whole lot deeper. You are a minority party. You are a rapidly shrinking minority party. The demographics are against you. I don't care how many voter suppression tactics you try to implement between now and November of 2022 or now and November 2024, you are going to come up goose eggs. You're going to lose in 2022. You're not going to regain the House or the Senate. And you're definitely not going to win the 2024 presidential election. So yourselves, bend over, grab your ankles, and, you know, freeze. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And, you know, we got this. We just stole home base. Ta-ta. Ciao.